Welcome to Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks podcast. If you'd like to find out more about Joe's work, head over to thehappinessclub.co.uk and consider becoming a member. Sometimes on this journey, it's good to be part of a bigger, friendly group, and you get daily strategies and access to trained coaches and mental health professionals.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Joe Howarth's Happiness Hacks. Today, I am delighted to be interviewing this beautiful soul. I am going to allow her in a moment to introduce herself, and we're going to have a little chat about happiness, and she's going to share a happiness hack of her own with us. So, please welcome the very beautiful Sarah Fish. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you?
I am good too. So please just take a moment to introduce yourself, who you are and what you do, please.
Okay. So who I am, in the past, I would probably have told you my job title. That's not who I am, is it?
No.
I am a book lover. I am a night owl. I am creative. I am an empath. And I love to laugh. That's who I actually am. But what I do is that I'm now a hypnotherapist. It's relevant to say what I did, which was not hypnotherapy. I was a scientist and a laboratory manager, but that life was entirely different to this one, which is one of happiness, definitely. What else would you like me to explain?
I just love that answer to that question, because you're absolutely right. When you say to someone, you know, who are you? I mean, for me, the first thing I do is I'm Joe Howarth. But again, that's not who I am, right? That's just my name. Mm-hmm. I fucking love that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I think when you get made redundant, you start to realise you've got to come up with a different answer.
Because you can't say what you're doing.
And you don't want to say, unemployed.
But what a gorgeous answer to that question, because you're right, because most people would say I'm Joe, I'm a therapist, I'm a whatever.
Yeah.
But actually, that's not who I am at all. I love that question. You are the first interview. I let you know before we hit record that you're the first interview for this new series, Happiness Hacks. I'm going to make sure you're the first one, and I'm going to make everybody else answer the question the same way as you did.
Okay, that'll be interesting. Cool.
I love that properly.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit more. So you were a scientist. I mean, I'm not a scientist, right? But is there a massive difference between being a scientist and being a hypnotherapist? Are they like, for me, I assume they're like polar opposites, aren't they?
The field I was in, you could argue that there was a lot of intuition involved, because you had to learn what you were seeing down a microscope, so much so that your mind would automatically, subconsciously notice the differences down the microscope. So ultimately, we were, you know, it was a little bit different in cytology, which is the cervical screening program. But the whole rest of it, yeah, it's all about using your brain to be thinking about statistics and all that kind of stuff. And with hypnotherapy, I think it's just a lot more creative, more intuitive, and a lot slower paced, definitely.
For you personally?
Yes. So when I was in my job, I was running around like a headless chicken trying to make everybody happy, which was wonderful. When I made people happy, that gave me a nice boost. And then I kept making people happy, you know, my manager, my staff, my family, everybody else. But never actually me, never me. And I think that eventually that does catch up with you if you keep doing that and you never ever stop to think, what about me? Then eventually it does lead to burnout, which is what happened for me. And I didn't know before burnout, I didn't know what calm felt like all my life.
Wow.
Because I was always on the go, and I've got this like nervous energy, you could say, that I now am able to tame, but I didn't know what calm was. I didn't have a clue what calm was. No. And on the outside, I could look very calm. But that's not what's going on inside, is it?
You weren't feeling it inside. I think that's such a common situation. I'm trying not to say problem, but it is a common thing for a lot of people. Yeah. I felt like that for a lot of my life too, where you look like you're calm, confident, relaxed, easy, and you feel anything but that inside.
Exactly. And so now, since I've changed career, obviously, I now help women who are in high-pressure jobs to, you know, to kind of beat the overwhelm, take control of anxiety, and to start to choose how they can change things for themselves, because we've all got a choice and we all keep forgetting that as well.
Perfect. I love that so much. So I think you've probably answered part of this question already, but why did you choose hypnotherapy? What led you there?
It came to me. I didn't go to it. So I got made redundant. I decided I wanted to help people. So I thought, how can I help people? I'll go on a counselling course. And I turned up to the counselling course and there was nobody else on the course. So they cancelled. And I'd seen your advert and I think I'd thought, oh, that's interesting. I'll ask about that, but thought nothing of it. And then the next morning you messaged and said, are you thinking still about coming to do hypnotherapy? And I thought, yeah, this is the path. Because the door's closed on the counselling. Yeah. Here's a door opening. And so, yeah, I just jumped in. Having no prior knowledge of hypnotherapy whatsoever, or having experienced it at all until I had sessions with you. So, yeah.
So that really was that whole gut instinct, go with the opportunity that you've been presented with.
Yeah, exactly.
Jump in with both feet. Brilliant. Love it. Love it. Okay. So the podcast, as you know, is called Jo Howarth's Happiness Hacks. It started as a series of really small, short waffles by me, for want of a better word, giving little tips and tools and techniques. So, and obviously, you know, my company's the Happiness Club, so I'm all about the happiness. So tell me what happiness means to you.
Happiness to me is more of an umbrella term, right? So the way I see it is, in my old life, I had majority of the time feelings of fear, anxiety, overwhelm, insecurity, and the occasional snippet here and there of joy and excitement. Mm. And a lot of the time laughter. But that was the way it was. It was mainly tipped in the favor of the feelings that aren't so good. And then when I started to learn that actually I could choose how I view the world, I could change my perspective, and I could start moving towards things that make me feel joy, excitement, enthusiasm. When you end up with more of that and less of the stuff that isn't so good, that's when you tip the balance. And that to me is when you can say, I'm happy, because most of the time I'm able to handle things and really enjoy life.
I love that. I agree completely. For me, it's an umbrella term as well. It's about exactly what you've just said, enjoying all of it, even when it's difficult and challenging, knowing that's happening for a reason, for your growth, and that you'll come out the other side of it. I think that's really important, actually, isn't it? Knowing that you're going to come out the other side of it at some point.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
That was a life changer for me, particularly. Mm. Okay. So, drum roll, please. Oh, I've got nothing to do a drum roll on. Drum roll, please. What could you share with us, a happiness hack of your own, so that anyone listening can use this, think about this, take this, and that it will help them move towards happiness?
Yes. Okay. So I want you to imagine, and you might not do this, but some people do, and I used to, waking up in the morning and reaching for your phone. And when you reach for your phone, you're likely to click on some form of social media, and you're likely to see photographs, quotes, you know, what people are up to, reels. So I want you to imagine that when you open your phone, every single thing you see is coming into your bedroom. Imagine somebody scrolling on the wall a quote, somebody saying, look at this photo, look at that photo. Somebody's doing some kind of wacky reel. There's a newsreader at the window. That's what you're doing to your mind. You're bombarding your mind as soon as you wake up with all that stuff, as if you've invited it into your bedroom. So what I do is I don't look at my phone until after the school run, which is going to be different for different people. But basically, yes, the alarm can go off, but I don't touch it anymore. I used to have to keep it in a separate room because it was very hard to do this. But ultimately, it means I can sit. I can sip my coffee in silence. I can choose to think about what I'm grateful for. I can choose to do affirmations or journal or read or look at my vision board. And I can get dressed and I can have breakfast and I can do the school run. And my mind's had a chance to just, you know, wake up and get ready for the day before I then open my phone. And to me, that makes a massive difference to your happiness.
I love that. I am guilty as charged. The first thing I do in the morning is pick my phone up and I'm straight on Facebook. And it's not always a good thing to do. I am going to do that. You've changed me.
So I'm fantastic.
I'm going to make an effort not to pick my phone up as soon as I wake up. Thank you. I'm going to go at that. I can't believe 10 minutes has gone already. That's just amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and doing this with me. Thank you for sharing your story, your ideas, your thoughts, and that beautiful happiness hack. If people want to find out more about what you do and how you do it, where is the best place for them to go?
My website, which is focuscoachinghypnotherapy.co.uk.
Perfect.
And then all my social media is on there.
Awesome. Yeah. And we'll make sure that that's in the show notes for the podcast. So that
thank people you
access it easily. Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for coming and sharing with me. It was lovely.
Thank you for having me.
And take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Now go do. Don't be part of the self-help movement. Go ahead and test this stuff in your own experience. And don't forget to head over and subscribe to this podcast as well so you never miss a bit. Leave a review and click on the fifth star.